It's 8 minutes to eight on breakfast. The Australian share market slipped further away from the magic 5,000-point level yesterday. After being poised to break through the 5,000 mark at the start of the week, the Australian benchmark index then fell below 4,900 points again yesterday, as investors fretted about the strength of the global economic recovery. It may get even gloomier if economic data out today points to a big spike in Chinese inflation. The market has broken through the 5,000 level before, but that was 5 years ago. In recent times, it's proven a barrier it doesn't want to smash. Our business editor, Cheryl Bagwell, reports.
Well, what is it about 5,000 points? At the start of the week, it looked like the benchmark ASX 200 index would sail through this magic level, buoyed by renewed optimism that the US economy was finally getting back to work again. But then, like Groundhog Day, investors returned to their long list of worries about the state of the world right now and dumped equities. Shane Oliver is head of investment strategy and chief economist at AMP Capital Investors.
There's obviously ongoing concerns about the Japanese situation. There's an increasing focus on the level of public debt in the US and likely budget cutbacks there, and that being a potential drag on growth. Ongoing issues in the Middle East. So it seems that the worry list globally is still very much to the fore, and that, of course, is acting as a bit of a drag on our share market.
So the market's in retreat, and 5,000 points once again becomes a bridge too far. But is it really much of a milestone? Shane Oliver again.
Well, the 5,000 level is just an arbitrary line in the sand, really. But investors do tend to focus on these big numbers, and therefore it has a significance probably over and above that it really does. Everyone thinks it's important, therefore it is important. The 5,000 level has proven to be a bit of a barrier over the last year or so. We, of course, had a go at going through the 5,000 level back in February. Almost did, but not quite. And then, of course, we just pipped above it in April last year. And then, of course, going back into the last decade, there was quite a time where the market wobbled around the 5,000 level in 2006. So it's become a bit of a point of resistance for the market, a bit of a ceiling.
What does it say about the share market that the first time this level was breached was actually 5 years ago?
It is an interesting observation that we've really just spun the wheels for the last 5 years. And I think that's really just a function of the global financial crisis and its aftermath. The Australian economy has pulled through reasonably well, but the ongoing flow of news globally is still on the negative side. All of these things, I think, are keeping investors somewhat cautious. And that's prevented the market from making a decent further recovery.
But this doesn't explain why the Australian share market has lagged its peers, particularly the United States. The US is laden down with debt, its unemployment rate is still nearly double Australia's, and US house prices are still falling. Yet Wall Street is up nearly 6% so far this year, compared to a measly 2.5% for the Australian market. How can this be when Australia is supposed to be in the midst of a mining boom? AMP Capital Investors' Shane Oliver blames Australia's two-speed economy.
There has been an underperformance by a big chunk of the Australian economy, and that big chunk is the sectors outside of the mining sector. And they, of course, account for quite a significant portion of the overall market, and profit growth there has been close to zero in some cases. So if you look at profit growth over the last year in the US, for the year to the December quarter last year, it was about 30%. In Australia, it was about 20%. So profit growth in Australia has lagged that in the US.
There are other reasons why the Australian share market is lagging. Australia's interest rates are towering compared to America's zero rate, and that's encouraging Australians to keep a good chunk of their money in the bank and out of the share market. Concerns about Chinese growth and the high Australian dollar haven't helped either. But Mark Bennett, portfolio manager with Russell Investments, cites another factor scaring off foreign investors, regulatory risk.
What we're finding is that a lot of the regulatory risk around Australia is really keeping a lot of foreign capital out of the market at the moment. Things just such as government legislation, so uncertainties around a potential mineral resources rent tax, and also the carbon tax that's kind of recently was currently being discussed in Parliament as well.
But Mark Bennett says despite all this, fund managers remain bullish about the prospects for the Australian share market this year. A survey by Russell Investments of 36 investment houses found nearly 80% of them were optimistic the share market would climb well beyond 5,000 points this year.
managers are overwhelmingly optimistic. They're appearing more optimistic on international markets, but definitely for the local market, we're seeing very strong sentiment, and most expectations are for the market to finish at somewhere around about 5,500.
But not everyone believes the market will resume its upward path. Tim Rocks, equity strategist with Merrill Lynch in Australia, thinks rising interest rates and a high oil price will constrain global growth this year, and that in turn will weigh heavily on our market.
We've just gone through 3 years where particularly monetary policy has been very accommodative. But in a number of regions now, that has changed. So the European Central Bank, for example, increased interest rates last week. China has been increasing rates for a while, but now seems likely to step up that pace of that tightening, given the inflation story. And then in the US, their policy, their easy monetary policy, basically runs out at the end of June and now seems likely not to be going to be extended.
As a result, Tim Rocks thinks the Australian market will now struggle to rise above current levels. Whether it will be a temporary breather for the share market or something more prolonged will in the end depend on what happens in China.
I think there's a real sense of complacency about the Chinese outlook. I think a lot of investors are just assuming that China will be okay. China will continue to grow at this sort of steady rate for a long time, and I think that's wrong, and I think that sort of basic tenet of people's investments will be challenged over the next few months.
That's Tim Rocks, equity strategist with Merrill Lynch in Australia, ending that report from our business editor, Cheryl Bagwell.